Everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful October 14th, 2021. I would like to open this meeting in honor of one of our employees that is retiring at the end of the month, Debbie Giles, who has served this district faithfully for decades now, and she will surely be missed. All right, Jess.
All right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Garcia? Okay, I don't think she's here. And Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. I would like to move on to the approval of the agenda.
But you're here.
Do I have a motion?
Do you hear me now?
Okay.
Hello, Director Garcia. Welcome.
Hey, I guess I was muted. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Thank you. So let's move on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion? I move we approve the agenda as presented. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Yes?
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we accept the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Yes?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you, Jeff. There are no presentations this evening, and we're moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and board members. Have a few things to report to the board tonight. One, the Ambrose Park restroom concession stand is on schedule, and we're hoping that'll be completed by mid-November, considering that we may have some weather between now and then, but as scheduled. Just wanted to inform the board that the Clearland property is still going through the process. District Council is reviewing the purchase and sale agreement, so that's still in the works, which is, as we all know, been for that piece of property. We've been trying to get that sold for quite some time. State allocated some funds for special districts. It did take quite a bit of an effort to allocate some bailout funds, and it's called COVID relief funds. They set aside $100 million and together some criteria that was required to be able to apply for those funds. Unfortunately, the district does not qualify. The criteria that they're using is that the revenues for 2021 had to be less than fiscal year 18 and 19. And because the district doesn't rely tremendously on user fees to offset its budget, we didn't qualify. And we're not alone in this. There was a number of districts that were in the same situation. So it wouldn't have amounted to a tremendous amount of money. So it's not that big of a hit, but I just wanted to let the board know that we did apply for those funds and found that we're not qualified. On the other hand, the application for the Prop 68 competitive grant was still being considered. I know that there are some agents, we've heard through the grapevine, some agencies have received a no, and our applications remains still pending. So there is a ray of hope that one of our projects is still being considered. We did put in applications for Anuta Park, for Ambrose Center Park, and for Lynbrook Park. They have indicated to us that they're looking closely at either Anuta or Ambrose Center and not Lynbrook. We applied for a $10,000 LMCHD grant for swim lessons. We've done that before, and we've got those, so we're trying to do that again, and we're waiting for the deadline on that, and then to see if we were submitted a successful application. We did submit an application to the San Francisco Foundation for support of the Bay Point Youth Academy. They've been a big supporter of that particular program, and the board knows we lost county funding some time ago, and we've had to use general fund funds to support the program in the past. And we were successful. The grant was accepted, and we're receiving $40,000 from the San Francisco Foundation in support of the Bay Point Youth Academy. So that's really good news for us. And that's all I have for the board. Thank you, Madam Chair.
That's really great to hear. Does any of my directors have any questions? Why don't we start with you, Director Carlickson? Sorry, I had to unmute. No questions, but great stuff, especially with the foundation, San Francisco Foundation. Congratulations on that. Thank you, General Manager, for the great report.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments for the General Manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick comment. Just want to thank the General Manager for the report, and thank you for letting us know about that San Francisco fund that may be coming in. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Torres. How about you, Director Garcia? Any questions or comments?
No questions, no comments.
Thank you, Director Garcia. How about you, Director Lopez Garcia? You have anything to add?
Yes, I'd like to say again, Doug, oh my goodness, you do such a wonderful job, and I really appreciate it so much. Thank you. Some way, somehow, it just comes through. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Thank you, General Manager. I really appreciate all your work for the district. Okay, we're moving on. There are no legal counsel reports tonight, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. All right, Jess, do we have anyone that wants to speak this evening?
We do not.
All right, thank you, Jessica. I am closing public communications at this time. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to specific items being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. The first item up for consideration is approving a final 2020-2021 operating budget. Do I have any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time?
We do not.
What is it? We do not. All right. I am closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. And Doug, are you opening this or is it Jeff?
Jessica.
All right, Jez, you got it, girl.
All right, so this is going over the final 2020-2021 operating budget. We are still working on the audit, so final numbers might change a little bit, but we were in the black for the 7th year in a row. Okay, so on income, property taxes, we received more, $78,000 more than last year. The grants for the Kaiser grant for the youth sports programs, that will carry over into this year. And we also received a Kaiser grant for pool, but since we weren't able to offer swim lessons, we are able to use that for sports also for this fiscal year. On the second page, grants for the Bay Point Youth Academy will carry over also into next year or this fiscal year. And our CISRCO Energy Resources Conservation Project will be continuing into this fiscal year also. For expenses, you'll notice that the election budget was a little higher. That is because the fee is determined by the number of voters. And class instructors, we zeroed that out since we did not offer classes due to the closure. In community center, maintenance was a little higher just because of the restroom renovation at the community center park. And also building maintenance, since we were painting the community center, was a little higher than we budgeted. For neighborhood parks, we had irrigation issues both in Tradewinds and Boger, so that was a little higher than budgeted. For Ambrose Pool, due to the closure, it cost us approximately $77,000 to maintain the pool this year. As I mentioned before, the Bay Point Youth Academy grants that we received are going to be carrying over into this fiscal year, along with the Kaiser grant for recreation sports. And lastly, we did budget for auditorium curtains and window covering, since we updated the auditorium, so that budget is going to carry over into this year also. And that's it.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Why don't I start top? Director Torix, then do you have any questions or comments for Jess?
No questions, just a comment. I'm glad that we were very frugal this year and that we received a chunk of money from our property taxes, and that will help us with all our other projects. Thank you so much, Jessica, for all your work on this, and of course, the staff on everything they do. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions for Jess?
No questions, just a quick comment. Thank you, Jessica, for the hard work on this budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions, no comments.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia, any questions or comments?
This is the same as everybody else. Thank you, Jessica. You do such a wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. I just have a couple of questions, but they're actually not for you, Jess. It's more for the general manager. What's happening at the Boger and there are other parks at the water? It just seems like we always have such a hard time with those parks and their water situations.
I think if you look at it comparatively, and Jessica, you can correct me if I'm wrong, they're not that out of line with historical numbers. But that being said, we continue to chase these problems at each one of our parks, and those are particularly challenging. As we cycle through the parks, there's sometimes that we won't get there for a couple of days, and if there's an irrigation problem, it may have been occurring for a couple of days. So that may attribute to some of the higher costs. But, it's just it's kind of an ongoing situation we keep seeing.
You don't think that anybody's siphoning off water from those parks, do you, General Manager?
I don't believe so, no. That would be maybe difficult to do, but I don't suspect okay. that.
Okay. It's just they're kind of out-of-the-way parks and
something I've thought about because we've had so much problem with those parks over the years. Yeah. And then the only other comment I wanted to make was just a reality check that this pool is very expensive to maintain. I'm glad we put it in, but it by no means pays for itself. It's something that we have done for on the benefit of our community, but it is quite a bit of a cost to the district. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that. But Jeff, thanks for your good work and for making it so easy to understand. I appreciate your good work.
Thank you.
So, do I have a motion on this budget?
I move we approve the final 2020-2021 operating budget.
Thank you, Director Trollison. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Jeff?
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on to 8B. Pardon me? We are selecting a park improvement project for Lindbrook funded by Prop 68 per capita grant. I would like to make a statement. For the record, my primary residence and that of Director Lopez Garcia is located within 500 feet of one of the parks the district may seek funding for under Prop 68. We have been advised by the district general counsel that in conformance with Political Reform Act, we should recuse ourselves from participating in any way in the matter before the board this evening. Therefore, we will leave the meeting room until after this matter is considered by the board. So, Director Lopez Garcia, you and I need to sign off, and the general manager will let us know when to sign back in. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, I think they've signed off with Director Torlakson. So moving on, are there any comments from the public regarding this agenda item?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Sam Wright.
Okay, could you please let us know where you reside?
Okay, I live in reside in Bay Point in the Shore Acres neighborhood. I've lived in Bay Point my whole life there. I wanted to take a moment this evening to lend my voice and try to urge the board to consider option one for the Lindbrook project. I have myself personally a child that has a ultra rare genetic disease, and it causes him mobility issues. Currently, my wife and I have to actually leave the city of Bay Point to get to a play structure that we feel safe, that is ADA standard. I see on the proposal there that there's two options, and again, I just wanted to strongly urge the boards to consider option one. I feel it would be beneficial to several families in the community who also have children with limitations, and I don't know that it's right to need to leave your home city just to have access to that type of play structure. And with that, that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
Thank you.
I think the next person I saw who raised their hand is Christine Clark. Christine, can you please state your name and where you reside?
Hi, this is Christine Clark. Sorry. I have a thought on my throat. I am a member of the East County Regional Group. It's sponsored by First Five Contra Costa. And we wanted to congratulate you on the Prop 68 grant and your decision to use it to improve Lindbrook Park. I am speaking tonight in full support of option one. Our group, just like you, understands how critical safe and secure parks are for young children's development. We want parks to be accessible and inclusive for all residents. You may remember that ECRG did engage Bay Point residents to evaluate the district's parks, and Lynbrook was identified as the second highest priority park. We are excited that the board is taking advantage of this grant to respond to the community's recommendations. The Lynbrook Park is located in an area with a large number of young children who benefit greatly from the park. Our assessment does show, however, that families need Lynbrook Park to be more ADA accessible and include children of different abilities. This is especially important since there are no ADA playgrounds available in Bay Point, just like the gentleman just had mentioned just before me. And imagine what it would mean if Bay Point would create its first all-inclusive playground at Lynbrook. All children deserve to experience the joy and wonder of their park's play structure. Hydration stations also have been identified as a priority for Lynbrook Park. It is a large park, and children do get thirsty, especially during the hot summer months. We need a functioning water source. Because of this, we are asking the board to support option one to fully engage children of all abilities and install a much-needed hydration station. Lastly, we would like to request more budget detail in the staff report. 30% seems to be set aside for soft costs and contingencies, yet it's not clear what the exact costs are. It is important that the public understands how the district projects and spends the funds. We would appreciate an explanation and this transparency during tonight's meeting if possible. Again, congratulations on the grant, and we hope you support option one. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Christine Clark. Next person who raised their hand is Deborah. Deborah, could you please state your full name and where you reside? Thank you.
Good evening, Ambrose Board Directors and community. My name is Deborah Polk, and I'm a property owner in Bay Point. Tonight, I'm here in support of improving Lynbrook Park with option number one, which includes a new ADA play structure with foam surfacing and a hydration station. I had the pleasure of attending the Lynbrook community meeting on Saturday, October 2nd. It was great to see Bay Point residents of all ages dedicate their Saturday morning to discussing their vision for Lynbrook Park. We could see how much this park is enjoyed by families just walking through the park, others walking their dogs, and parents and their children enjoying the existing play structure. Unfortunately, the current play structure is not inclusive for all children. There are no amenities for children in wheelchairs or features to engage kids of different developmental abilities. All children should be able to enjoy their park playground. If we all value equity and inclusion, now is our opportunity to make it possible. Residents offered great suggestions during the community meeting, and I'd like to lift up the community's specific wishes for enhancements, which include clear support for an ADA playground and hydration stations. These improvements were not only voiced as priority by residents on Saturday, but also from residents during our Bay Point Community Park assessment. I ask you tonight to respond to the Lynbrook community as well as residents across Bay Point who have repeatedly and consistently stated their wishes for Lynbrook Park. Please vote for option one and create a Lynbrook Park that is inclusive and reflects the desires of the community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Deborah. Our next speaker is Yaratsi Santiago. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Could you please state your full name and where you reside? Thank you.
Buenas tardes, directores del Distrito de Parques de Bay Point. Mi nombre es Yaratsi Santiago y soy madre de dos niños. Y me va a ayudar a traducir en este día, Gaby Rivas, por favor, si me hace el favor.
Good evening, Ambrose District Board members. My name is Yaratsi Santiago, and I'm a mother of two children, and we really enjoy going to the park. And I will be helping her translate her testimony tonight.
Thank you, Gabby.
Oye, estoy aquí para hablarles sobre la importancia de tener el parque de Lynbrook inclusivo para que todos nuestros niños de Bay Point, puedan disfrutar de él. Y les agradezco que, agradecería que incluyan a la comunidad de Bay Point en esta decisión esta noche. Yo apoyo la opción número uno porque ofrece las mejoras más equitativas e inclusivas.
I'm here to talk to you about the importance of having an inclusive Lynbrook Park so that all of our Bay Point children can enjoy it. Thank you for including the Bay Point community's input into your decision tonight. I support option one because it offers more equitable and inclusive improvements.
El problema es que en el área de Bay Point no existe ningún parque con juegos para niños de todas las habilidades. Y me preocupa porque conozco a personas que al no tener estos juegos inclusivos les afecta. Mis conocidos me han compartido que cuando llevan a sus hijos a los parques, ellos se sienten mal como padres ya que no hay juegos para ellos y hacen sentir mal a sus niños por no poder disfrutar de los juegos igual que sus amigos.
The problem is that, that in Bay Point there is not a single park with a play structure for children of all abilities. This worries me because I know people who are affected by not having an uninclusive playground. My friends have shared with me that they feel bad as parents when they take their children to the park and their kids can't play on the play structure. It also makes their child feel bad because they can't enjoy the play area.
Por eso es importante tener... Ay, perdón. ¿Sí? ¿Ya?
I'm not done. Like their friends can. These experiences have an impact on children's physical, emotional development. We all have the right to enjoy our parks regardless of our different abilities, and especially our children. This is why I ask you to prioritize improving Lynbrook Park's structure to make it inclusive for all children.
De igual manera, también considero importante tener puestos de hidratación en el parque de Lynbrook, ya que es un parque visitado por muchas familias y lamentablemente cuando los niños tienen sed, uno se tiene que retirar del parque para poder hidratarse y eso limita el tiempo que pasamos en la familia en los parques.
It is also very important that Lynbrook Park has hydration stations. It is a park that is visited by many families. Unfortunately, when children are thirsty, we often have to leave the park in order to get water, which limits the time we spend together as a family at the park.
Es por estas razones que pido por favor que tomen acción apoyando la opción número uno para juegos inclusivos y un puesto de hidratación. Muchas gracias.
It is for these reasons that I ask you to please take action by supporting option number one for an inclusive play structure and hydration station. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Santiago and Gabby, for interpreting for Ms. Santiago. Okay, I don't see any other hand raised, so I would like to ask the general manager to speak on this item. General manager.
Director Turlickson, we presented this at the last board meeting, just to remind everybody that the district is receiving $191,000 from the per capita grant from the Prop 68 measure. We discussed some ideas on what to use those funds for and to identify projects so we can get the application completed by the December 31st deadline. And the board provided direction to concentrate the projects at Lynbrook Park. The choices that were put forth in the report are intended to reflect feedback from the community, park neighbors, First Five, and the board, while still staying within the budget. So I think what we've tried to do is consolidate as many of the amenities into each one of the projects to be considered. But with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, I would like to bring it back to the board. Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments?
Thank you, Director Torlickson. Yeah, first and foremost, I just want to thank the community for coming out two Saturdays ago to join us there at Lynbrook Park. Your input was so valuable in creating a vision about this park. So thank you all who were able to show up that day. And, I grew up on that park. I lived like a couple blocks away, and I have fond memories of playing at that park for a very long time as a kid. And it's great to have Prop 68 money there to help revitalize Lynbrook Park. And as some of the members of ECRG mentioned, this park was identified as a priority to help with rehabilitation. Some of those items that were discussed in that report were an ADA play structure and also a hydration station. So I'm very happy to see that in the proposal number one, as the community has asked for and is asking for tonight as well. And my heart breaks when I hear stories like Samuel was mentioning about having to take his child to another city. We shouldn't have to, be in that situation. We don't have any ADA play structures right now in Bay Point. So this becomes a disability justice issue to me. And I just want to make sure that we have that type of play structure available for children in this community, because I imagine Samuel's very privileged to have the ability to take his child to another city like Walnut Creek or Pleasant Hill, wherever they have those ADA play structures. But I'm also thinking about those folks who don't have that privilege, who don't have that access to go and take their child to another city, that have already maybe a struggling household and aren't able to just get in the car and go to another city. So I really appreciate that, that our general manager and Lori, thank you so much for listening to the community two Saturdays ago. And, I'm just really happy to see the ADA play structure part of option one and a hydration station, because that's something, again, that people have been asking for quite a while. I mean, I moved into that Lynbrook community, I think, in 88 or 89, and we had a drinking fountain that worked for a while. And I don't believe it's worked for a good amount of years. And I know there's been some installations over the years, but given where we're at now, I'm sure we could be able to implement a hydration station that is up to date and is going to be accessible for everyone to fill up their water containers. So this is great to see on this option. My question I do have for our general manager, because it was raised by some of the ACRJ members, is regarding the 30% in terms of what that looks like, what that breakdown looks like. Is there any way you could tell us tonight of what that usually looks like? Because I'm also curious of what those 10% contingency is and the 20% soft cost. Like, what does that typically look like?
Thank you for the question, Director Torres. I should have clarified that in my report, because I did hear that, and it's a legitimate question. What we're formulating now are numbers for the project itself. So these are estimates. Generally speaking, with any construction project, you have a contingency. Contingencies take care of change orders or unforeseen circumstances within the project itself. Those are estimates only. I kept this one low. It's, like I say, it's generally 15%. I kept it at 10% because it's a smaller project. And we just don't know if those are going to come up or not. We want to be able to carve out money to be able to take care of that without stopping the project and having to go back to the board for approval, which would slow the process down. The 20% soft costs, when we have a project like this, we need the expertise of, generally it's a landscape architect or an engineer. What they do is they do the heavy lifting. They formalize the project itself, so they actually have drawings, and they take those drawings and turn those into plans and specs for the contractor to follow, and they follow those closely. There's a bid process, and we have to follow the law. They're very particular in the steps that need to be taken for the bid process, and that person will guide this project through the bid process. And again, that's 20% is the grant itself allows 25% for those soft costs, but I cut that back to 20% again. It's not a big project, and I think that we'd be comfortable with that. But again, those are estimates. We don't know what the actual numbers are going to be until we actually put this out to bid. I'll be bidding for a landscape architect or engineer to be the project coordinator on this particular project. And again, the 10%, that's after the project has been approved and we're actually in construction, and that's to help cover any unforeseen costs. So that's the purposes of those particular categories.
Thank you so much, General Manager, for that explanation. Yeah, I know that sometimes those costs go up and down, especially right now during COVID. It's hard to predict what lumber is going to cost, right? So thank you. I appreciate that. My final comment, I think, will be just, again, regarding the community input session that we had. It was very well attended. I just want to let the other directors know that it was very well attended. And one thing I did notice that day, and I pointed out the day of the meeting, was that you know, there was a lot of kids playing already in that playground. So we already know that that playground gets a lot of use, and I think upgrading this play structure to an ADA compliant would be just monumental for the whole community, not just for the folks that live in Lynbrook, but for all of Bay Point, so folks like Samuel don't have to drive to another city far away to, for their child to enjoy playing with their friends. And with that, I yield my time.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I could hardly talk, but I'm going to... I am in preference of option two. It just... one of the reasons is that we get a lot more things done with the funding, including fixing the pathway, which a lot of people have commented to me. Seniors, they have a couple of senior groups that walk early in the morning, and they mentioned to me how it is, I guess, is unpaved and hard to walk. And, you know, it still has the hydration station, but it just takes care of a little bit more that needs to be done at the park. And I think the playground department is very important, but I think that will be easier to go for funding on a, because it's by itself and it's not connected to other things. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Director Garcia. I do have a question for our General Manager, Doug Long. Now, if we have an ADA-compliant playground apparatus, do we need a new path going to that playground that is also ADA, or is there already an existing ADA concrete path going to that playground?
Very good question. That will also have to be studied by the engineer or landscape architect that we do hire for that. Usually it's a pathway of travel that is required when making any ADA installations. It's all that at our restroom and concession stand at the pool. We had to make a number of upgrades from line of travel. So that will be a factor when we're doing the designs for this. And of course, again, that's where the 10% contingency comes in. So to answer your question, yes, I think that's going to be a consideration, which may drive up the cost. But we'll have to see what the design ends up with.
Okay, because I'm looking at the item on number two, which is the ADA compliant concrete paving at $87,000. Would that be about the same, would that be the amount that would need to go into that concrete paving, or is there already a path that would just need to be ADA?
For line of travel, I don't think that it would necessarily be that much. It would be shorter than the shorter route than that.
Okay. For myself, I actually was looking into number two, but then I looked at my pictures on my last visit there, and I'm looking at the playground, and I do believe
we could really use an ADA compliant playground. We, as a public agency, it's the law that we give an ADA compliant playground apparatus. So I think that would be a great idea. So I would probably go for number one at this point, although I was leaning towards number two. So with that, I would like to ask my co-board members, Director Torres and Director Garcia, if they would like to put a vote.
I move to vote.
Okay. So do you have a motion, Director Torres?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to vote.
On which?
On item, on option number one.
Okay. Do we have a second? Okay. Well, there are only three of us here.
You can second it, Madam Chair.
Okay. So I second that motion. So now we have a vote, a motion, and a second. So we need a voice vote, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Director
Jessica?
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlikson?
Hi. Thank you. So we're moving to go with the playground project number one. And I think that is the end of this discussion. So we can call in. Thank you very much to all those people who attended today's meeting, ECRG for their input, and all the other people who shared their before and during this meeting, their input on the project. Thank you very much. Okay, should we call in our board president? And
yes, I did let Trina know right now.
Okay. We'll take a short break until we have our board chair on the line.
Hi, Trina.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I'm here. Are we all ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Director Lopez Garcia. Thank you. And I wanted to thank Director Torlikson for handling that last agenda item. I apologize if I didn't ask you in advance, but I'm sure you did a good job. But thank you, Director Torlikson. Okay, we don't have... Thank you. We don't have any public hearing at this time. We have no closed session at this time. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given an opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on the items within the jurisdiction of the board. So, Director Torlikson, do you have anything?
Well, again, I'd like to thank the people who came to the meeting and spoke about the last board item. Thank you very much. For your input.
I was at the community garden recently when Lowe's came by for their volunteer day, and I was really impressed by the work that's being done there. I commend Jasmine for putting that together, and I look forward to having some events there. In fact, the Garden Club is planning our first in-person workshop there on November 13th, where we will have someone from the UC Master Gardeners of Contra Costa, Keith Silva, speak about how to prune and what tools you need. So we will be one of the first groups who will go and see the beautiful improvements in that garden. Again, thank you for the staff for their great work on the packet, on the pledges, on all the background work, on the park improvements. Thank you, Doug. And I yield my time.
Thank you, Director Torlifson. Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to echo, too, what Director Torlifson said about the community garden. It's looking very beautiful right now, and that mural that just went up there, wow, it's just adding so much vibrance to our community. And I know Jasmine isn't here tonight, but just want to go on record saying how much I appreciate the work she does and has been doing in this community for quite a while. And that garden, man, I'm able to, I'd love to join that Baypoint Garden Club event on the 13th, because I definitely want to be able to also be present for things like that in that beautiful garden that just got a big boost of energy by Lowe's and that grant that they were able to secure. And also just, again, want to thank the community for coming out tonight, for your public comments, and for always voicing your concerns and questions and needs for this community. And this is why we're here, to serve y'all. So thank you so much. And thanks again to Jessica and to our general manager for putting together this packet. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia?
Yeah, kudos on the community garden. It's beautiful. And thank you to staff for all their hard work. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
I want to give kudos to Jasmine. She's done such a wonderful job. And also, thank you so much, Doug and Jessica. You guys are just dynamite. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. And I wanted to echo what Director Torlifson said also. I went by the community garden about a week ago now, I guess, and took a picture of that mural, and it's my home screen. It's so beautiful. So I hope everyone gets a chance to stop by and see it. And I would like to ask Director Torlifson if she could email the Board of Directors the details on that November 13th event, because I think we'd all like to attend if we are able to do so. And
sure.
As always, thank you. And as always, I'd like to just thank our staff, our general manager, and the rest of our staff for their good work, and our community for being so engaged. It makes being a board member really exciting when the community is really engaged, and it's awesome. All right, I would like to close this meeting tonight, again in honor of Debbie Giles. We are really going to miss her. She has just done such an awesome job supporting this district all these decades. And if I have a motion to adjourn, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a nice evening. Yeah.